Hello, and welcome to the Thrive in Change podcast. I'm Shannon LaBruyere. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sunday Night Live. I am Shannon LaBruyere. I am live and loving it tonight. Welcome to our exploration of the principles that equip us to thrive in change. All manner of change, little ones, big ones, the change we wanted, the change we didn't. We have the capacity. If we truly apply ourselves and are intentional, we have the capacity to thrive no matter what kind of change comes our way. And we are going to explore the things that make that happen tonight. Tonight, our Thrive principle is going to be, drumroll please, hashtag respect the now. Hashtag respect the now. We don't spend a lot of time exploring this principle, but it is so powerful and there are so many ways to apply it. So I'm really looking forward to exploring how this applies to our topic tonight, which is counting the cost of changing, or actually, counting the cost of not changing. Because the reality is, we are always paying a price. What are we buying with what we're paying? So, can't wait to explore that further. Welcome, everybody. If you've never been part of Sunday Night Live before, I invite you to say hi in the comments. Let us know who you are, where you're from. Make sure you give StreamYard permission to use your name and your Facebook profile so we know who you are and you aren't just unknown person. I'd love to hear from you, so make sure you do that. And also, I want to introduce all of you to the best coffee on the planet, Thumb Roast Coffee. Thumb Roast Coffee is a proud sponsor and a faithful sponsor of Sunday Night Live and the Thrive and Change podcast. And you can take advantage of the partnership that Thumb Roast Coffee has with Sunday Night Live by using the coupon code THRIVE, THRIVE, to get 15% off of your online order at thumbroastcoffee.com. My current favorite is Sanilac Sunrise. I am almost out of it. And then my backup coffee that's sitting right behind it on the shelf that I'll start grinding as soon as the Sanilac Sunrise is gone is Blue Lake. So two highly recommended roasts for you, Blue Lake and Sanilac Sunrise, 15% off. And you can do that at thumbroastcoffee.com. I recommend it. You will look forward to mornings. Trust me. It's awesome. And there it is, thumbroastcoffee.com, 15% off if you use the coupon code THRIVE. All right, with that, let's see who's we're at. Oh, hi, Mary, I'm glad you're here. Kelly, we haven't seen you live in a hot minute, so it's good to have you. Denise, hello and welcome. So glad you're here. All right, so let's get started. Counting the cost of not changing. Sometimes we just go through life unhappy. Sometimes we go through life frustrated. Sometimes we go through life tolerating our situations. And it feels like it's no big deal. Feels like it's no big deal. You know, no, I don't like my job. No, I don't really feel like I'm, you know, using my talents to their best ability. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It's fine. And it feels like when we're saying that, that it's not costing us a whole lot. It's easier sometimes to stay put and not change than it is to actually do something differently to get an unknown result. Right? Because that's what change is. Change is not guaranteed. When we do something differently, we don't know if the outcome is going to be exactly what we wanted. We cannot always predict what the outcome is. And so day by day by day, we tell ourselves that it's no big deal that we're miserable. It's no big deal that we're being disrespected. unappreciated, perhaps even abused. Because what's one day, right? And that's why I chose the Thrive Principle, Respect the Now, for this topic. Because even if it feels like today, in the moment, the choice you made to not change was worth it, have you really considered what it cost you? Have we really considered what it costs? Kelly said it so succinctly. The unknown is scary. The unknown is or can be scary. The unknown is definitely unknown, right? I mean, the unknown is unexplored, right? It's new. It's different. And all of those things throw our lizard brain, as Seth Godin refers to it, some scientists do too, that throws our protective parts into an uproar. Because the most basic parts of our wiring are designed to keep us safe. The problem is those parts do not always recognize, they do not always recognize that the threat that they're afraid of isn't actually real. That's why becoming aware of the cost of not changing is so valuable. When we're tempted to tell ourselves, I don't want to change because it's scary. It's scary to do something different. As we explore this idea tonight, I hope that you're able to recognize that it's actually scarier to stay put when you are not thriving. When we are not thriving, it is scarier to stay put than it is to make a change. Food for thought, right? So, hashtag respect the now. This is what I mean. The moments that we have right now are immensely valuable because they are irreplaceable. There are very, very few things in our lives that are not replaceable. And it's interesting because when we count the cost, a lot of times, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Money, right? What is it costing me? And we think of the dollars and the cents. I know I'm not alone in that. When we think about what does it cost, we think about what is the monetary expense that's associated with the change. And so it's possible that you have considered extending your education, maybe getting your college degree, maybe getting your master's or your doctorate. Maybe you've considered getting a class and a hobby that you enjoy. And one of the first things that we think about is, what will that cost if I do that? What will it cost if I start that hobby, money-wise? And we forget to respect the now and ask ourselves the question, what else does it cost for me to stay put when I desire to move on? When for me to sit pat, to stand pat, when I've got a dream out there that's calling my name and drawing me, and I'm saying, that is too scary, and it's going to cost me money. I don't want to go there. Okay, you saved some dollars, but dollars are replaceable. You can get more money. You can get more money. There are millions of ways to add value to people in a way that earns money. But what you can't get back is your time. What you can't get back is your unhappiness, is your discontent. That's a cost. That's a cost. You can't get back your contentment. That's a better way to put it. That it costs us something to stand pat and stay put. Yeah, I'm seeing some thumbs up, right? It costs us something, not just money. So I'm here to encourage you, first and foremost, when you are telling yourself that you cannot change because you don't have the money, I want you to consider what else is it costing you to stay put. I spent many years in a career working for a government agency, doing what I loved in a very, very high performing way. And I was satisfied. I was content. I was energized. I felt like I was contributing. And then things started to change. And I didn't enjoy what I did. I got reassigned to another position that didn't suit me as well. I was able to do it. I was able to do the job they asked me to do, but it didn't feed my soul anymore. It didn't use my best talents. And then the talents that I was using and contributing started to be disrespected and disregarded. And it happened over time. And ultimately, I had so much to not change for, you guys. I had a good paying job. I had security. I had a pension. I had a lot of things that it was easy to say, it cost me too much to change. But then I had to start counting the other cost. What did it cost me if I didn't change? I started having health problems. I started being very depressed because I would do good work and it wouldn't be acted up. It wouldn't be acted on or followed up on. I started not sleeping well. I got terrible pains in my neck when I commuted to and from work and my shoulder would draw up. I went to physical therapy. They couldn't make it stop. It was going to cost me something to change. Yes. It was going to cost me something to say no to the security of that job. It was going to cost me money. It was going to cost me security. It was going to cost me predictability if I changed. But if I didn't change, it was costing me things I could not get back. My health, my peace of mind, my talents and gifts and abilities that I believe from the bottom of my heart that God invests in me and in you, that it's our responsibility to be a steward of those and use them and share them with people who can appreciate them and get value from them. Not changing meant I'd have a sense of security and I would be securely miserable. It cost me something to stay put. It cost me something to stay put. It cost me peace of mind, cost me enthusiasm, energy. It cost me my dream, cost me so much to stay put. Oh, hi, Carol. Carol says this, my health and my peace, two very important words. Yes, health and peace. When we decide we don't want to change, it's important to count the cost, not just the cost of what it will take to change, but the cost of what it takes to not change. Mary, thank you for being honest with yourself and sharing that with us. You are stirring up some thoughts that have been hiding, which is okay. Good. And you're in a safe place. You're among friends and people who are also wanting to grow, not wanting to act in fear, wanting to make sure that we're counting the cost. We, every day that goes by, that we stay stuck is a cost. Everything costs us. Everything we do costs us. There's a cost to everything we do. There's a cost to staying put. There's a cost to changing. We are always exchanging, at the very least, if we never write a check, if we never, you know, use the debit card, at the very least, no matter what we're choosing to do, we are paying a price in our most valuable resource, which is our time. That is always a cost. I woke up early a few days ago, very early. I woke up at like 4 a.m. I did not want to be awake at 4 a.m. And so I don't know if you've ever done this, but I woke up at 4 a.m. and decided I do not want to be up. And so instead of actually being up, I just sort of rolled over. I grabbed my phone, I put my glasses on, and I spent 2 hours frittering away on my phone. That's 2 hours I will never get back. 2 hours of my life, valuable hours that I will never get back. It cost me something. It cost me something. Am I beating myself up over it? No, it was 4 a.m. I wasn't making the best decisions. But I'll tell you what I did. I took my notebook and my pen. I do this electronically. I've got an iPad and I have a note-taking app in there that I adore. I've started taking that in to my bedroom, setting it on my nightstand. And the next time I wake up at 4 a.m. and I can't sleep, instead of scrolling on my phone, I'm going to get my tablet out and I'm going to write down some of the thoughts that are going through my brain. It costs you something. Everything we do costs us something. Lying there, staring at the ceiling and beating ourselves up for 2 hours costs us something, right? Writing down our thoughts, getting them out of our head. Same amount of time. We spent the time, but what did we gain? Putting in our time at a job that we hate, doing something that we're not great at, wishing that we were doing something better. Might not be costing us money, but man, it's costing us our most valuable commodity, time. What are you doing with your time? You're spending it. You're spending it now. This is an investment. Congratulations. Congratulations on investing your time in something that's going to allow you to have some food for thought or stir up some stuff, right, Mary? Stir up some stuff. Make us uncomfortable for a few minutes, but it's powerful. It's powerful. We're always spending. What are we buying? We're always spending time. Another thing that we're always spending, what are we buying, is our energy. Who are the people that drain you of all of your energy? Who are the people that when you are done talking with them, all you want to do is go put your head under a pillow or go take a nap? They just drain you. Some of those people call themselves friends, but they're not adding value, right? They're talking you out of taking any risk. They're convincing you that you're not good enough. They're, making those, what do they call those? The compliments that aren't really, I can't think of it right now. Some of those people in our lives are costing us something. They're costing us something. Not just the time that they take, but they're costing us our peace of mind, perhaps. They're costing us our confidence sometimes. Sometimes they just keep us so frustrated that we can't devote that energy into anything else more positive. What are you going to do about the price you're paying dealing with these difficult people? What are you going to do? The people in your life that are costing you and aren't adding any value back, that are robbing you of your ability to do good for others. And that's the thing. When difficult people are robbing us of our peace of mind, of our energy, of our time, because difficult people often our time sucks. They're just these giant vacuums and they just don't take no for an answer and they just keep roping us in and roping us around. And before you know it, you've spent 45 minutes explaining yourself to somebody. The time that we spend on those difficult people and in those interactions is time we will not get back. It's time and energy that we could have invested in somebody who was going to value it and not just squander it. What are you doing about the relationships in your circle that need to change? Doesn't necessarily mean that you get rid of them, but something needs to change. What are you doing? It's costing you something. What would it cost you? What would it cost you to find out new ways to deal with those difficult people? What would it cost you to find out? It could cost you tens of thousands of dollars if you want to go get a degree in psychology. And if you would like to do that, please do. I support you in your dream. It could also be as simple as investing one of those hours that you would spend gnashing your teeth about that frustrating relationship and investing it in attending a free mastermind on Saturday morning, where I'm going to tell you the 5 rules that are going to simplify your life when dealing with difficult people. You making a change in you, not waiting for them to do something different, not biding your time, spending your valuable time waiting for them to do something different. They won't. Just a nope, they won't. Or you can make a decision to change yourself, to grow yourself, to learn a new way to interact with those people who have been challenging up to this point. You can do that. It's costing you dealing with these people. It's costing you arguing with customers. It's costing you trying to deal with those employees that they're the 2 employees out of 20 that take up all of your time. It's costing you something, and it's robbing other people of the good you could do, the other relationships in your life. What are you willing to do about it? It's costing you. What are you going to invest? Are you going to continue to invest your sleep, invest your peace of mind, invest the time that you should be present, right? Respect the now, the time that you could be present with your family, enjoying a dinner or an activity. And instead, your mind keeps going back to those difficult people that are making your work or your school or your PTA meetings so challenging. What are you willing to do so that the price you're paying is actually buying something you want? If that's something that you know you need some help with, that you know you've been paying a price and you're tired of it, and you're going to respect the now and say, you know what? It is what it is. I need to value today, and I'm not squandering any more of my todays on dealing with people and not knowing what to do next. I'm here to help. I would love it, if you signed up for the free mastermind that we're having at 8 a.m. Eastern time on Saturday. You will not be sorry. You will not be sorry if you invest 1 hour of your time learning how to interact differently with those difficult people so that you can get a different result. Beautiful. All right, let's see what you guys say. Okay, our decisions are important, Carol says, learning that more and more. Yes, we're always deciding. Carol, we're always deciding. And if we're not deciding, that's a decision. If we choose not to choose, that's a choice, right? We are always deciding. Respect the now says, what are the consequences of my decision? What am I actually getting for the decision I'm making? Kelly says, I have let go of people that drain me. Kelly, I applaud you. Yes. If some people are bottomless pits and we pour into them and pour into them and it just dribbles out the bottom, our resources are valuable. If people do not value the investment of time and energy and love that we're giving to them, it's time to make a change. Good job. Let's see. Carol mentions the mastermind. Yeah, the mastermind of how to deal with difficult people is one of my favorites because it is so powerful. It is life-changing. When I deliver it, it changes my life. I love these principles. I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. It's worth it. And it is helpful. It is almost miraculous, the difference it can make. So Laura says this, live stream leadership on Saturday mornings has been a wake-up call and game changer for me. Wow, Laura, thank you. Even in my 70s, the change and growth has been so exciting, but don't wait for the decades to pass all too quickly. Jump in now and tap into your dreams. I could not have said it better myself. What a beautiful opportunity we all have to choose to grow and change, to intentionally choose to grow and change so that we do not squander the decades. I spent decades clueless, kind of stuck, stagnant, like just percolating, just barely succeeding. And when I finally decided, oh my gosh, I don't know what I don't know, and started expanding my horizons, learning how to be a better leader, investing in myself personally. I wanted to lead myself. I couldn't be a boss of other people. I couldn't even be consistent for myself for a week straight. Beautiful stuff happens. Beautiful stuff happens. And one of the ways, and Laura mentions that, one of the ways that we can intentionally grow and change, investing our time and our talent, our energy into something that is actually going to buy us what we want, which is our dreams, satisfaction, contentment, impact, growth, influence, better relationships, more effective businesses, careers that are more satisfying. The list goes on and on. One of the things that allows us to do that is something as simple but also profound as a weekly mastermind. Three weeks a month, we meet live stream leadership on a Saturday morning, and we talk about principles that allow us to be better leaders of ourselves and others. And we hold each other accountable in very healthy, fun ways, not in check the box ways. And that relationship sharpens each other, right? It's beautiful. What an investment of our time, our money, our talent, our energy, instead of squandering it, being stuck, waiting for an external change to force us to do something, when those very same minutes can be spent intentionally changing. And instead of getting frustration, disappointment, resentment, bitterness, regret, we can invest that time and get contentment, satisfaction, purpose, dreams coming true, relationships healed. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Thank you so much for being part of Sunday Night Live, intentionally, routinely, consistently investing in yourself, investing your time so that you can change and grow. Sunday Night Live is all about intentionally changing, because that's what growth is, intentionally changing. You're doing that. You've already got the momentum started. If you would like to continue that momentum, if you can think of, I mean, when I was talking about difficult people, there might have been names that flashed in front of your eyes or popped into your brain. If you've got some difficult, challenging people that you deal with, sometimes they're in our family, sometimes they're ourselves, sometimes they're the people that we're leading at church or at school or at work, sometimes they're our peers. So many areas where we can have difficult people stealing our joy, stealing our contentment, stealing our peace. If you know people in your life are doing that, you can intentionally choose to grow and learn how to stop it, how to change it. And it's not up to them to be different. You get to control it. It's up to you. And now's the time. Hashtag respect the now. I'm so glad that I learned how important it is to not wait for other people to change, but for me to respect what we have right now, what's right in front of me, and make decisions, right, Carol? Decisions, make a decision according to my agenda, knowing what God's called me to do, what he's put in my heart, the gifts and talents he's given me, I can make an intentional choice to do something differently, be proactive, lead myself into that change, and instead of buying misery and discontentment, I buy growth, satisfaction, purpose. And that's what you do. Every time you come here on Sunday Night Live, you're exchanging your most valuable resources of time and attention. You are investing them in something that is going to allow you to be a bigger person, a better person, a person of more impact, a person of more character, a person who's grown. If you'd like to continue to do that, please join us for our free mastermind on next Saturday, January 29th. There is a, on the Thrive and Change page, on the Thrive and Change page, it's pinned to the top. You'll see an announcement that says the 5 rules for dealing with difficult people. Just click on that. It'll tell you everything you need to know, and it will give you an easy way to sign up. I would love to see you there. If you know somebody who would benefit from that, share that information with them. Click share. Put their name in there. Let them know that there's hope for them. They don't have to continue squandering their priceless time and energy and emotional collateral, if you will, emotional capital. They won't have to continue to squander that. They will find out ways that they can use it productively to make those relationships better. Do it. Let's see. Carol says, you're so right. I agree. The best hour of my week. It's amazing. Livestream leadership is truly amazing, you guys. Kelly says this, SNL has helped me in so many ways. Thank you for doing this. You are welcome. I am so glad that Sunday Night Live speaks to your heart and has allowed you to grow. I love seeing your growth, and I have seen so much growth in our faithful viewers and listeners. I have seen you achieve great dreams. I have seen you achieve small but important milestones. It's been beautiful. So thank you for allowing me to be a part of your journey. If you've got any questions about the Dealing with Difficult People Mastermind, drop them in the comments. You can shoot me a Facebook message. I will be more than happy to answer it. I would love to see you there. If you have trouble finding the link, just send me a message. I'll hook you up because I want everybody who can to be there so you can experience the benefit of being able to proactively make a change in yourself that yields such better dividends than waiting for people to change and squandering that precious time and energy. With that, I say God bless you. Thank you for being part of my life. I love you, and I will see you soon. Bye.